T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
8:10 now. Thanks for joining us this morning. The Speaker of the Texas House, Dennis Bonin is helping to lead up Governor Greg Abbott's COVID-19 strike force.
And he joins us this morning on KRLD to talk about the state's ongoing recovery efforts and efforts to reopen the state. Speaker Bonin, good morning.
Thank you for having me.
The governor says in many parts of Texas, businesses like hair salons, restaurants, some other businesses might be able to reopen in early May. Is that a location by location decision?
Well, I think it'll be more business segment by business segment. And then there is, you know, I heard the mayor's and Parker County's concerns. I think they're legitimate. Their issues are being considered. We're going to start looking at this regionally and by counties, so that, yes, those in a more rural setting have possibly the opportunity to have a little more openness more quickly than maybe some other settings. We're going to be very logical and data-driven about how we open Texas back up, but we've got to get Texas back open. But you have to have Texans feel safe and confident, because you can open Texas, but if people don't feel safe and confident with the process and the protections, they're not going to show up in these businesses. We've already seen that. So we have to do this with great care and intelligence in the process.
All right. Well, I'm glad you mentioned that. Confidence is so important. You can open the businesses, but you can't make people go into them. How do you instill that confidence in people that it's okay?
You instill it by, one, giving them the data, which Texas has fared better than any large state in the nation. Governor Abbott has done a tremendous job of managing this, so that, candidly, we've never had a hot spot in Texas, and we have never had these spikes. Our goal is to make sure that doesn't happen moving forward. And so you do it by letting them know the success we've had up to this point in fighting the virus. You do it by making it clear what precautions are being taken. I mean, you know, there are things with the CDC guidelines. I mean, businesses will open, but social distancing will not end. It must continue. It'll be almost even more important. You know, some communities have asked people to wear face masks. The CDC has said you should wear a face mask if you're going out. Those precautions will be put in place. They're already in place, quite frankly. We'll be reminded that here's the way that we can open a restaurant and you can go in there and feel comfortable and enjoy a meal. Discussions have been had about having the restaurants pull some of the tables out so that there's greater distancing between patrons. It's those measures being done to ensure people know that care to their health and safety is being taken. But we have to remember, businesses not being open also creates a public crisis of economic despair that we also have to be addressing, which we are, and take that head on and get people comfortable in the public health safety, but also start restoring economic confidence.
You mentioned some of the more rural counties in Texas, Parker County as one. They say that, you know, because they don't have as many people, they should be able to reopen sooner. And you agree with that. What about the big cities, though? Dallas-Fort Worth area as an example. I know Dallas County, the guidelines have been pushed ahead to May 15th. Does that seem reasonable?
Well, look, this has to be done with a scalpel and not a sledgehammer. And so the reality of it is, what will happen in the urban settings might be slowed to what happens in a rural setting. But we're all going to get on a path to reviving our economy and getting people back to work. And so there absolutely has to be the recognized differential between Dallas County, and Parker County. And the good news is that the strike force and the governor are considering all those differences. And again, it comes back to the point we're just making. You've got to provide confidence to the customer, to the patron, to open these businesses for them to even then want to go do commerce with them.
Mr. Speaker, how do you feel about some of these protests that we're seeing across the state? People saying, you know what, we need to get back to work. We need to get back to work. And we even have someone we're scheduled to talk to here in a few minutes who says that she's going to open her salon even if the state doesn't allow her to.
Well, you know, we're Americans, we're Texans, we have freedoms. And one of the best things about our country is the freedom of speech and the freedom of protest and freedom of petition. So they absolutely have those rights. To the lady who's going to open her salon, I would tell her that, you know, let's see how to do this safely. Let's make certain that she is doing this with the greatest level of precautions, because if not, I think she's going to find that her salon might be open for a short period, but if there's a spike in cases, it'll have an even more negative impact long term. So I'd ask for people to be patient. I think that, you know, the governor on Monday is going to announce some further opening, and I think people will be happy with some of that. They won't be in love with all of it, because we're not going to just throw the barn doors open and say do whatever, whenever, however. But some of these protesters, and I don't think the hair salon gal is probably an example of one of the protesters per se, but some of these folks at the end of the day, you know, and it's something my father taught me about life a long time ago. You know, they're those who are responsible and they're those who don't have the responsibility. And a lot of these protesters, respectfully, they're not responsible. They don't have on their record whether they protected Texans from the virus. It's not on their record how many Texans died because of the decisions they made in managing this global pandemic. And so the reality of it is, it's easy to protest when you're not the responsible party. And they have a right to do it, and I'm fine with their doing so. But I think right now Texans need to know there's stable, intelligent, data-driven, doctor-discussed decisions being made by leaders like Governor Abbott, because in this time we need confidence in our decisions and in our leaders. And we are making decisions, talking to the medical experts, looking at the data, and absolutely the governor and the rest of us understand we need this economy back open. We are in an awkward and in a difficult spot right now because we have managed the virus quite well. And so people now are starting to want to say, well, Maine, none of this was necessary. Look at New York. New York would be one of the worst countries in the world if it was a country of its own on how this has gone for them. Governor Abbott has outmanaged every governor in the nation on this. And so we're now having to open our economy up because you hit that diminishing return. If you create economic despair, the health crisis you're trying to avoid in saving lives, you actually have the alternative result. If there's greater economic despair, your suicide rate goes up, your drug overdoses go up. So we have got to, and we are working incredibly hard to create that balance of avoiding the economic despair that will create the equivalent human tragedy that we're trying to avoid in managing the virus.
All right. Mr. Speaker, thank you for your time. We know you're busy, and we appreciate you spending time with us this afternoon. That's the Speaker of the Texas House, Dennis Bonin.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.